sexy, spooky bones.
Hello and welcome to The Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm John.
And welcome to the show. This week we are reviewing Spring. As always, John will give us the plot in five words. We'll give our first thoughts and then go into a deep spoiler analysis. But John, I don't know how many shows we got to do before.
I've been illegally downloading these podcast episodes.
That's not what you should be doing. Let me walk you through what you should be doing. Simple.
But I don't want to pay for this stuff. Oh wait, I own an Apple phone and a MacBook.
So it's possible for you to listen to our show. Next time I see you, I'll grab your phone and like and subscribe.
You open it up, you're like, I didn't even know they had all these apps. Do you have an app for Napster, Kazaa, SoulSeek,
Pirate Bay,
Torrent, something?
But of course, you can always hear us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice. Spring! It's a season.
It is. So does that make this another summer movie?
Definitely not. It was winter when this movie happened, right? Technically? Because she said, what did she say? Oh, no, it was summer because she said that this spring equinox was important, right? Or some shit. Am I saying that right? Equinox? Yeah. Is that? Okay.
I think so.
I just made that up.
I think you can kind of say whatever because I think there's a bit of just willy-nilly sort of science.
Hand-waving storytelling. Just going to just.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
All righty. John. Do you want to give us the plot in five words?
Johnny.
Five words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Okay. For the film, Spring. Coming in at number three, Traveler discovers self and bestiality.
Okay.
Coming in at number two for Spring. American introduces mumblecore to creature.
Oh, dude, that's absolutely what this is. That is a good shout. Yes.
And coming in at number one, and I bet you've been waiting for it, for Spring. Richard Linklater's Before Cthulhu.
Dude, they were trying their damnedest to make this a Linklater.
Which is, I feel like if I wasn't such a big Linklater fan, I'll be honest, who made this movie? I'd be shitting
all over it. Benson and Moorhead.
Yeah. I think I'd be shitting it all over it. But I tried my best to appreciate it because I was like, it's cute, I guess. It's just kind of also, the writing wasn't the best.
Yeah. I felt like it's a cool story idea, but I kind of thought the execution was a little like, I guess that was your first thought, right? Like that you liked it, you didn't like it. What's your overall opinion?
I don't know if I would care to watch it again.
Okay.
Because honestly, the whole time I was just thinking like, I kind of just want to watch one of the Before movies. Because it was kind of presented like a
small indie movie about life.
Yeah, I was going to say like something out of like a indie anthology series or like very easily could have been like a cutesy Cabinet of Curiosities episode. It did also give me vibes of that Tales from the Dark Side story, the one with Ray Day Chong.
Gesundheit. Right? I don't know. I don't know.
You know, Ray Don Chong. You know what I'm talking about? Tommy Chong's daughter. She's like popular in the 80s for a while.
No.
She was like in Commando. She's the girl.
Oh, I know Commando. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
In Tales from the Dark Side, the movie, James Remar has a story where he gets attacked and then this like sort of gargoyle looking monster comes out of nowhere and kills the person and grabs James Remar and tells him, you can never talk about this. And then right after that, things go well for him. I'll leave it at that because I don't want to mention more of the story. I'm just saying it's very similar.
Okay.
Did you watch the Tales from the Dark Side movie?
The movie?
It was like the first story was Christian Slater and Steve Buscemi are like in college and they find a mummy.
Fuck. None of this is ringing a bell.
It's like all a wraparound story. Like this kid is in a cage already and Debbie Harry walks in. And it's like very suburbia and...
How old is she?
She's feeding this kid.
How old is Debbie Harry?
I think she's like in her 40s. Yes! The kid is like stalling because it's very clear that Debbie Harry is a witch and is going to cook him. And he's stalling like, no, I got good stories. I'm going to tell you stories. And keeps trying to tell her stories to pass the time.
Tell us about the dark side, right?
What's his name? Oh, why am I blanking on his name? New York Dolls. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Yeah, he just passed away.
He was also, what's his name? Dexter
Point. Dexter, yeah.
Yeah.
His alter ego. Yeah. Yes. I don't remember his name offhand. You know, I don't remember this movie. I confused this movie with Twilight Zone movie.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
They kind of exist in the same headcanon.
Yeah, Debbie Harry would have been about 44 in the movie.
That's exactly why I was stalling to find that out, because I was doing some math real quick.
Yeah. Oh, and the kid that's stuck in the cage is a very, very young Matthew Lawrence.
No, I think I'd have to go back and revisit this one. I feel like this, you know, I'm more familiar with Twilight Zone movie or like the oh my god, dude, I'm blanking on everything. Basically, because it's warm now. The Stephen King one, yeah. With John Carpenter. Fuck,
Stephen
what the fuck?
King and John Carpenter, Suburban Screams.
No, the fucking anthology movie they made together. Oh,
Body Bags.
No, the other one, the good one with Stephen King. He has a cameo. He's a farmer. He turns into grass.
George A. Romero, Creepshow.
Creepshow.
Yeah, yes. John Carpenter wasn't involved with that one. No, it was George Romero and Stephen King.
Oh, I thought he was a part of it. Am I crazy?
Not that I'm aware of.
Why?
As far as you being crazy, not
that, not that I'm aware of. I got checked. I swear.
I didn't think so, but maybe.
I think you're
with the television series, which is not the best.
I think you're right. I'm so glad we're detouring from this because this is so much. This is important, guys.
A little more interesting than. Anyway, maybe we should put it on the list, Tales of the Dark Side, because I think you should watch the movie. I think you'll really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, because I was looking at the IMDb. I don't like offhand remember or recognize it, and the things that you mentioned, I can't recall. So yeah, maybe I haven't seen it. Yeah, I think you're very right about George Romero and Stephen King.
Okay, Creepshow. And that is that is tune great. In next week.
So I guess I'll just give my brief thoughts here. I agree. I think this movie tries to be like a indie romance movie, yeah. Right? And so it tries to go for like authentic, real emotions, relatable feelings, slice of life type of movie inserted with like this sort of science fiction, not science. I mean, science fiction is kind of I guess it is kind of like a science fiction premise.
Science fiction. Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
You know, monster movie. And I really like the lead, Lou Taylor Percy. I don't think I've ever seen him lead a movie before, so it was kind of fun to watch him.
I don't think I've ever seen him, yeah, as a lead in a film. I've definitely seen him, but
yeah, and so that was fun to see him carrying the movie. He's pretty much like in every scene of this movie, but I just don't think they quite struck a balance between a monster movie, a science fiction movie, or an indie romance movie. Yeah. And they just didn't quite get there. But I think they just made some choices that I think, like thinking about it, how they could have done this, they made, in my opinion, the lesser of choices. And I think it's like, I think it comes down to what I think you've already mentioned, a script. I think the script, there's a script problem here. I liked the direction. I liked the cinematography was really nice. I liked the performances. They were all very grounded, very naturalistic, you know, memorable characters.
The dialogue was kind of weird.
Dialogue was super rough. It was a little hard to kind of get into this movie because we start with him in America and then like his mom dies and then like he's sort of reeling from that. And then there's like something happens at a bar and then he just on a whim decides, oh, I'm going to go to Italy and shit like that, which that setup was, I think, really clunky. This first like 10 minutes is super clunky.
In an altercation at the bar he works at with some thug-looking dude who is accusing him of trying to hit on his girlfriend, which they're both just, like, really trashed, I think. And he snaps, and I think it's because, like, his mom died. So basically he has no family except for, like, his friend. And beats the shit out of the dude. And then what I thought was kind of peculiar and funny is they're hanging out on his front porch, and the dude who had been following him since the bar, because you saw him, took enough time for them to hang out in the front porch drinking a beer and drove by, and I was like, oh, they're gonna fucking shoot him or something. And he's like, no. He's like, now I know where you live. He's like, oh shit, they're gonna kill somebody. No, the dude just sent the cops over to me in the morning too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, that was interesting.
Right. Very anticlimactic, right? Like, it's just like motivation for him to, like, leave. Right, they just need some reason.
He goes to Italy, like coastal, small place Italy.
Yeah, I just didn't think the way we got into the story was realistic. You know, it was a little too...
Yeah.
I don't know. And the dialogue didn't help either, you know.
Like, we didn't need him being on the run.
No.
He could have just been in Italy already, like, trying to discover himself. Why not? That's what the mood of the movie was kind of already
going for, yeah. That he didn't have anything left and there since his mother passing.
And apparently he can't talk to his only friend because his only friend is always wasted or something. I don't know.
I thought all this stuff was clunky, yeah. Some of the choices there were they were leaning too hard into, oh, I'm so high and drunk. Some of the direction. Yeah, from the friend, not from the main guy. I thought he did fine.
No, but the main guy does, like, they have him, like, travel with these two English dudes who are just bullying him is all I could gather.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, why are you hanging out with these fucking guys?
Yeah, why Italy? I wish there could have been, like, some, like, more than just, like, him calling a travel agent. Is that what he called?
Something, the airline, I guess. I don't know.
What's the cheapest flight that's leaving right now? Is literally the conversation they kind of had before. He's like taking a ride share or something, right, to somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that stuff
and
was.
He keeps claiming, like, yeah, I just don't have a lot of money. But he was like, he also got an inheritance. Like, they couldn't land on, like, they wanted him to be poor, but he's not. I didn't understand. I was like, why is this still focal? Just move on. I don't care anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I felt like they left those things there in case you questioned it later, you know, like they overthought it. Yeah. Like, they overthought, like, why is this guy
and then
running?
They have a fairly quick fix for that for him in the future now. I was like, okay.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I just kind of just was like rough start. Movie.
And I will say, I didn't quite understand, I don't think this is a spoiler, I don't think I understood the creature, because it seemed like the creature was something different.
Well, they hand-waved
it. Every time we saw it.
They hand-waved it. They just sort of, like, they do say something to kind of justify what's happening. I don't know if you recall.
Yep,
it's pretty lame. It's pretty lame.
Well, there's like a evolutionary sort of thing that they're following, but then... It's like sometimes the creature would have hair like a werewolf, and then sometimes it was kind of like a spiny vampire, and then one time it was basically an octopus.
So from what I recall, they say the character we meet soon after he kind of lands in Italy and he's traveling Italy is Louise. They say something along the lines of, like, they have many past lives. So that's how they kind of hand wave it. Like, that's why they justify the sort of mutated creatures, what you're describing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so the thing is, like, because it lived so many lives, it's like, so it was this, and then it was this, and it was this, and it was like, so it's kind of like uniform to what it's supposed to be.
Because there was, like, a lot of dialogue just confirming, like, no, I guess we're kind of spoiling.
We're explaining the whole movie.
No, I am human, right?
Yeah,
I'm human. I'm like, okay, then did...
Why are you so eager to have sex? Yeah.
What were you having sex with? I'm confused. but I was also like, he meets this, like, beautiful, stunning woman, I guess. And, he's like, I don't know, can I buy you a drink? And there's, like, really bad, like, dialogue of him hitting on her and then acknowledging that it's bad, right? And then she's like, how about we just get out of here? And I was like, typical American, not seeing a fucking red flag, just
yeah. He goes dick first into every situation. Yeah.
This is the American spreading disease. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah,
because those two, like, nope, I'm not, definitely not sleeping with somebody. Who's like, how about we just get out of here right now? I'm like, what the fuck? It's
right.
Yeah, except like three things to you.
Yeah. She just according to Evan, the main character, he sort of like sees her from like early on and is just sort of attracted to her. Yeah. He's just like, ugh, I really like you.
Know. Can we just jump into spoilers so I can say things?
Yes, let's just jump into spoilers.
I'm trying my best, but it's like hard. Yeah.
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into
spoilers.
I guess the idea was that she gives off some sort of pheromone on purpose, but it didn't work on him completely the first time they met. And I was like, okay, cool.
They end up
and then I think like the dude he was staying with at the farmhouse had previously been with her. Is that what I was gathering?
That's what I assume. I'm glad. Yeah, that's what I assume is. Okay, so the monster is Louise, and every 20, what did they say? Every 20 years, she changes form
and
body.
Like, fuck somebody and make sure that they come in here. That's where I'm like, was she
just so she can be reborn?
With, like, octopuses and wolves, and
that's what I mean. Yeah, because she's supposed to be like this ancient creature, right? So, but she's not a werewolf. She's not a nymph. She's not a mermaid,
right? Yeah.
But she can become human. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, cause she started off as a human, because what you find out is like either, her body's cells, and they talk about stem cell research too, and kind of tie that all that in, will take the cells and then she shifts into like a new version of herself. She basically gives birth to herself again.
Right. She's like Doctor Who. It's Doctor Who. It's what it is.
And but like, she started off as a human child because her mom gave up her immortality to be with some guy, and then Pompeii happened.
Right.
So both her parents, because her mom gave up. So the body can also choose to give up immortality to just stay the same way.
There was some.
That's where she was born, because her mom gave that up. And if you stay, you just become pregnant instead of giving birth to yourself.
Yes, everything you're describing is yes.
And then that's surprise how it ends. So he's like, I know I'm on the lam and don't have any money, but
there's something about how, like,
I'm happy to be a father with somebody that I met 2 days ago.
Yeah, I think they I feel like yeah, basically, like, they don't they try to hand wave like, oh, Evan, like, if you choose, if I love you, then you can stay in this body. Yeah. Right.
Or stay in the, but the body has to make the choice still.
Yeah.
It's you stay in the body, but then she will be pregnant. And that's what I mean. I'm like, okay, by that logic and that standard, she was fucking like weird sea creatures.
Yeah. Pretty much, because she's had many lives and she's able to kind of live them all at once. If she doesn't take the stupid serum that she created for herself, right? Well, see, like right there, I feel like the way this movie should have kind of maybe made more sense if they would have leaned into the idea of a couple getting together and then sort of have that duality of dating a creature and new love, new relationship. There was none of that, really. It was
that's what I was guessing was going to happen too,
right? Like, they run into problems and issues that are like you do in relationships, but it's kind of mirrored over the fact that she's like this sea creature or some shit. I almost kind of thought they were gonna, like, the way they did the opening scene was gonna be similar to the last scene where Evan is like taking care of her and then she dies. That's kind of what I thought was gonna happen. But they wanted to kind of like lean into like this romance story that I think, and they even have what, like, 20 minutes or maybe more of towards the end where they're just kind of like walking around Italy before she turns, and this is the before.
The
segment, yeah,
portion of, yeah, for, yeah. We have 24 hours left, let's just travel somewhere. Like, they're omitting that however many hours of the day it takes to get to like the next place, and going like, we have time still.
Exactly.
And then
yeah,
the volcano goes off again, and then she decided, like, her body decides that she's gonna stay human with this guy, and I'm like, are they gonna die? What's going on?
Yeah, I just feel like Yeah, the story is just, and I feel like they kind of made a mistake. Like, it's revealed early on who Louise is. It's pretty obvious. Yeah. Like, they hint at it a little bit, but then, like, they kind of full on tell you. And then I feel like this movie spent so much time trying to show you how she deals with this, but we get it, right? I mean, she has to take a syringe so she doesn't turn into this creature. There's, like, too many scenes of this same scenario played out. When they easily could have, like, done other things, like shown their relationship and dated each other. And, like, if they were going to lean that way so heavily towards the end, that's where that idea is. Like, there should have been, like, a mirror duality scenes, more of that. But they spent, I feel like, I don't know if you got this sense that they spent so much time with Louise, like, taking shots or, like, her turning into this creature that kills cats and she has to eat rabbits and she tries to, like, all this nonsense, I think, that kind of didn't, like, go anywhere.
Getting sick and churning so she runs away, and the other random American that decided to go to this random place in Italy, wearing his American board shorts, is gonna rape her now. And
exactly.
Which that
typical
was
American.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the writers, directors portraying Americans as, like, they're, you know, we're shitty people, basically, which that was fun. But
I think that in my opinion, there's some nice chemistry between Evan and Louise, Nadia Helker and Louis Taylor Percy. Like, there's some good chemistry here, and they're, like, they seem game for it, but they're not really, like, given much in terms of, like, script and what they should be doing here. So it didn't quite work. I mean, and yeah, there's, like, this hanging thread of, so Evan wanting to stay in Italy becomes an immigrant olive farmer or something with this old man's, he becomes a ranch hand basically for this olive farmer guy. And it's sort of alluded.
Were you going to say he calls immigration on him?
Yeah, immigration shows up and, like, they have a stupid scene where they're like, oh, he's running away from immigration now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super weird. And then they're like, oh yeah, they'll take you to jail and they'll rape you, which I think was supposed to be a joke, but it's so out of character for what happens. But yeah, I think they sort of hint at the person who gives him the job there, and he gets a job there and he lives there so he can work. Cause you know, like, the directors and writers are so obsessed with, like, how he makes money because it matters, right? Like, so he ends up becoming, and he does literally no work. He doesn't learn anything from this guy. There's no scenes of him, like, working the olive fields. It's literally just plot contrivances just to have him, a reason for him to stay there.
And another part where they try to show the ignorance of Americans, where the fruit is rotting off the tree, and it's like he points at the tree trunk or something, there's like root rot, and he's like, okay, so what do we do? Don't we have to, like, cut off the head of, like, a bunny or whatever the fuck and, like, bury it and blah blah blah? And he's like, what? And he's like, yeah, that's what my friend's Italian parents do, blah blah blah. And he's like, no, there's spray in the shed, go get the spray. Like,
yeah. And they kind of hint, and the guy who gives him the job, Angelo, is mourning his dead wife. But it's sort of implied that maybe Louise was his ex-wife, because he's very, like, widower and mourning her.
Makes sense. Like, she would stay with him for a long time enough to marry him and then just gonna move on now, you know?
Yeah, because he did have, like, a younger photo of her, even though it looked like from the 1800s. Like, it was a little, the photo didn't look bad prop.
Second trivia, that gentleman passed away the next year after this movie.
Oh. Well, I thought he was really good. I thought he was good in the movie. Right, because when Louise changes, she's literally born into somebody else and she doesn't remember her past life. That's why I said it is, like, kind of like Doctor Who, right? Like, just become a new form.
She said that she does keep the memories, but she starts adopting different personality traits. Kind of like Doctor Who also, actually. Like, the same exact idea. Because when they do the 24 hours, they go to, like, different museums and, like, oh, have you been to this church? And he's like, I don't think I've ever set foot in a church. She's like, oh, let's go into this one. I remember, or I haven't been here since it opened, right? And the joke is, like, it opened in, like, 1700s or something.
Right, yeah.
And then, like, her going to, like, oh, what do you think of this person? And he's like, oh, she's, like, super hot. And the joke was, like, that was her in a past life.
Right, she's one of the pieces or whatever, right? Like, or she also mentions, like, Evan asked him, like, did you see any of the, like, religious or any of this church or any of the religious people. She's like, well, you guys keep changing what you guys believe in. It's like, I don't even recall. Yeah. She doesn't even know. Which I think is like, that's a more interesting idea, right? Like, did you date somebody who's immortal like that? I don't know.
Yeah, where they've seen every single, like, yeah, people just want to believe like this is true, even though...
More cynical?
In the grand scheme of things, just going off a tangent, it's like we believe certain religions more than others as a human race so much, even though they are baby religious ideas according to history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one true religion, Highlander. How cooler this movie was if she was a Highlander.
She was God, I would have been like, you know what? This movie fucking rules.
Could be like when that Prey reveal, you know, when she's, you have that trailer where the, what is it? The Native American woman is like hunting something and then you see the three dots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
exactly. And then this movie could have been, she pulls out a sword. She's like, I'm immortal, but I have one thing that only one could survive.
Which I've always enjoyed that about Highlander. Like, oh, there can only be one, except for the friends I made along the way. We can all stay alive.
Exactly.
Except for my good friend, Sean Connery. He's cool.
He's cool.
And my descendant, my other McLeod descendant that I never talked to.
Exactly. But yeah,
I could go into Highlander lore even deeper. Second movie screwed everything up. It's like, so they don't die.
Like, I know. Yeah. It's bad.
Anyway, yeah, I think I would rather enjoy that if that was what the review was.
Yeah. It was kind of seemed, I wish they would have fleshed out her, thing more like her,
like she's actually Cthulhu.
Right. That would have been cool she's too. Like
wants love. Because Cthulhu wants love too. Cthulhu. Yeah. I tried. Cthulhu.
Isn't it like unpronounceable? We've just all settled on Cthulhu. Isn't that the idea? Cthulhu. Yeah. Or maybe Cthulhu's the ex-boyfriend.
what are those dolls called that everybody's wearing right now? The Cthulhu Loban?
Oh, I'm very into trends. You asked the right person. Labubus? Labubus? Huh? Labubus, Labobos? I don't know. We gotta ask somebody probably. Else. Yeah.
They look like those Monchichi things that were around too a while back, like yeah. 20 years ago.
They look like Where the Wild Things Are creatures, right?
Yeah. Kinda, it's clever. Yeah. Clever trend.
Beanie Babies.
That a lot of adults are partaking in.
Yeah.
Just kind of weird.
I know. Everybody has them at work. Not everybody, but people have them at work. It's kind of like. Okay. Funko Pops. We remember Funko Pops.
Emotional support. That's emotional.
Right. That's why you carry Chucky in your car. Because bust him out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So I think we basically said the whole movie. Because like a large chunk of this movie is them just like talking.
Yeah, I always feel like even the idea of them having, she tells him what he is, and then she like, well, let's spend our last week together, and then they just tour Italy would have been a better movie for me. Yeah. Like they visit different Italy. It's kind of cool that they showed Naples as being kind of like run down and ghettoified, because it actually is. It's a very poor part of the country, the south part of Italy, which I don't think a lot of people know, you know, but. Because people, the north side...
Is it like on the chest of Italy? Aren't the Naples in the chest of Italy?
They're considered the south, which is the ghetto. Yes. Yeah. Because, what is it?
Podcast. Just kidding, what?
Like Milan and all those like bigger... Those are kind of like the more coveted north side of the towns or whatever that are visited in Italy. And then Naples is kind of like separate from those. And it's treated as kind of like a little more... tough. It's like the from what I remember reading, it's where like where gangs started, you know, like the Italian mafia started there in Naples. So and they have delicious
forget about it
cannolis calzones yeah, bro, Italy things, olive garden.
Yeah. Family. Yes. Yeah, I mean, that probably would have been a better movie. Because I also didn't get why when she would start to shift, and she was shifting more towards the end, right? Because she needed to, like,
closer to her, yeah. Baby, needed to be reborn.
It seemed like the body parts that were growing out of her were trying to kill the guy. And I was like, what are the rules with this? Because I thought she was in control.
Yeah, they cut when she did turn into these creatures. She didn't. It's portrayed like she is doesn't have any control. Like she's just a creature that's hungry to kill
she
whatever.
She just needs to eat meat or something. I think is the idea, right?
Right.
But it does seem like she's in slightly in control. She just has like a ravenous hunger, which I guess makes this movie kind of like Raw.
Ravenous.
Yeah.
The movie.
Because let's say the American dude that tried to rape her, like, literally was like, he's like, I don't know, I don't speak French, and is asking how much for, like, a blowjob or whatever, and then...
speak French, he's in Italy!
Yeah, he's like, because she's bending over and sick, he, like, starts to pull his shorts down.
Right.
Because I guess he's American, do whatever he wants in Italy.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, like, he's dead on a rock near the coast, and his whole, like, groin area has been ripped off. Mm-hmm. I was like, did she eat his dick? It's just like...
Didn't she have a tail? I assume that she stabbed him and then split him in half. She has a tail, right? She has, like, a very visible, like, scorpion tail.
I think she has a tail. I don't know. Like I said, like, it's always different. And then they settled on one for, like, the last half of the movie.
What'd you think of the special effects?
Oh, it wasn't bad. Yeah, I thought that was cool. Like, most of it was practical, and I thought that was neat. I think all of it was actually practical, right? I think most of the CGI went to, like, the fake skies. Yeah, it was pretty neat.
The whole,
like, when she would give herself the shot, it was, like, whatever she was turning into would just, like, flop off of her body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't dislike the CG, considering it's, like, you know, kind of a low-budget, smaller-budget movie and stuff. So I thought it was effective. It worked.
Right. That's the whole movie. Like I said, it's very mumblecore-y, so, like, a good chunk of the runtime is just them having random-ass conversations.
That kind of, you just, I kind of was hoping those would, I love a talking movie. I sit and watch talk movies where just people just talk and bullshit it more than, like, you know, superficial things like violence or whatever, right, action. I'd rather have a movie like that, but I didn't really find the conversations particularly enlightening or thoughtful or, like, relatable very much. This movie is just talking about themselves and their situations.
Yeah, and his situation somehow came across as just boring. I feel like it was outlined there, like, oh, you can just talk about this and this and make it, like, a heartfelt thing, but it was just boring conversation.
Everyone assumes doing the Richard Linklater thing's easy. It's not. You really... gotta know what you're doing.
I don't know. If you're not Linklater and you're not Kevin Smith, just don't try it, please.
But even Kevin Smith, like, I think I started watching Clerks 3 and I got about 5 minutes in before I was like, this is really, really bad. I'm just gonna...
Well, it's also, they Dante dies at the end of that one. I'm like, I don't want to watch this now.
Yeah.
To end the series.
That Dante's dead? Yeah.
Like he ends up having cancer or something, and I'm not going to give the Duplass brothers too much credit, but they have some good stuff.
Yeah.
This was pretty good. Yeah. And that's how we feel about Spring.
Not a Richard Linklater movie. Alrighty. Do you have any other thoughts before we rate the movie?
No, we can spring into the ratings.
Oh, very nice. Let's. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
Just rate the movie. Oh, real quick, RIP Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay, just
here. I've been working on my crazy train. Ready? All aboard!
Inspired.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'm gonna give Spring 4 sexy spooky bones.
Just looking for edit points.
No, I'm going to keep it a little 4. Now you got to keep it in.
Oh, no, you trapped me. I can't edit any of this. It's all staying in.
Next week when I do more Ozzy.
Where you've had a whole other week to practice. This is more.
Another week.
I think I'm going to say I'm kind of in the same ballpark. I liked it, but I had more issues with it. I think it's a 5. To me, it's a 5. Just right in the middle.
Yeah, right down the middle.
Yeah, it's fine.
I can't give it a 5 because I don't think I want to watch this movie again.
A 5 you would watch again?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. What would be a 5? Just off the top of your head. A good 5. Like, some parts you disliked, but some parts you liked, right? It'd be kind of right in the middle. In case people were unfamiliar with our rating system. 1 being yeah. Unwatchable, unfuckable, to 10.
To like, this is fine. It's doing its best.
And then 10 is like bonerific.
It's tough because I give like a lot of different movies like a 5. Mm-hmm. Let's say like The Last Witch Hunter. Arguably terrible movie with Vin Diesel. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
When it's on. You know, like, or like gotcha. A movie. Well, no, Rampage was a shitty movie too, but I'll watch it if it's on. It's like.
Like The Rundown.
Yeah, kind of like that. You know, like it's not good, but if it's on, I'll watch. No,
yeah. Okay.
Maybe okay. 8 Legged Freaks is a pretty good idea of a 5.
I was going to say, what horror movie? Yeah, what's a...
Maybe 8 Legged Freaks. It's a pretty good 5. I'm not going out of my way to watch it, but if it's on, I'll watch it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, guys, on Binary Pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky. Ciao.